I imagine there are going to be some questions. I don't want to speak for a long time and try to answer all the questions with these first remarks, but there are several things that I'd like to see at the beginning. You know, Brian Bartow asked, you know, do you have something that you want to say for the announcement of the release? And I said the thing that I feel the strongest about is just overwhelming good fortune. You heard me say this over the years as far as the three organizations I've been with. And I think of, you know, the categories of good fortune. One of them is that I was hired by the White Sox and then the A's and finally the Cardinals. I have never spent a day as a major league manager, not in an ideal situation. I don't know anybody that I know that can make that statement. And when I say in a good situation with an organization, so many similarities, you know, the people that actually do the work, not just the players, people in the organization. I go back to Chicago, think about Oakland, here in St. Louis, the relationships that you build. Elaine mentioned the friends that you lose, because once you leave the organization, you stay in touch, but you're not nearly as close as you were. That is good fortune. And I have my peers that routinely go through good situations and then they prosper and they go through tough situations and personally they suffer, their team suffers. So that's one. Secondly, I've learned over the years the good fortune of the mentors that I've had. As you probably know, I signed when I was 17 years old, so that started for 16 years as a pathetic player, but a lot of really good coaches that give you an idea what the game is about. And then especially 78 started managing the minor leagues and 79 getting the opportunity in Chicago. The guys that I've talked to over the years, the lessons they've taught me, and it's made sense, so you adopt them, and hitters years later when you have experience, you realize not how just your survival, but a great deal of success that you can help contribute to as a member of a coaching staff came from those lessons, invaluable. And as thankful as I am of the mentors and the organizations, I want to make this really clear. Organizations, by the way, include the players. The most fortunate part of being able to do this job for 33 years, she stands over there. She's one third of the family that has offered me a chance to do this job as ridiculously committed as I've been over the years. Believe me, all three of them, Elaine, Bianca, and Devin, have, you know, waved goodbye when spring training started and seen me come back on a few off days and never barred the door and said, you have to stay around. And of the three of them, you know, by far the one third, Elaine is the one that, I don't know if you know this or not, but, you know, first got the major league job in August 79. Bianca was born in September 1982. Devin was born. So we raised two young girls as a major league manager with, you know, a terrible playing career and no experience, hanging on by fingertips. That's when I did made all those mistakes of overcommitting, going there too early, staying too late. And she covered and covered to where we have kind of a, you know, unfortunate little joke on Father's Day. I get a card and she gets a card because she was both father and mother. So, be able to pursue this dream of Major League Baseball. You know, it's only the sport I knew as a kid. My dad especially, my parents, going up through would not have been possible if she just someday said, look, you know, this is too much of a sacrifice on me. I would have had to stop And here it is 33 years later, I'm still doing it. She's still encouraging me to do it. I think she's upset that I'm not doing it. The other PS, so that you understand why she gets the number one priority as far as my good fortune. We never have, in the three places, we have never had close family anywhere near. So she basically raised those children without having a relative that could come in and give her a day off or help her make a trip. So that's the most important good fortune that I've had. Put them all together. If you know, I hadn't been taught well, if I didn't have three organizations that were great, then who knows what the success would be. But I know had Elaine and Bianca and Devin not sacrificed, had no chance to last, no matter how good the organization or the mentors. And as if you read Three Nights, you know, there's mistakes I made that I think they've forgiven me. I've never forgiven myself for a bit of stupidity, and I hope I should have been smarter by going to the park later and coming home earlier. But I just want to make that point because it's so important. I think the only other thing that comes to mind quickly, you know, the timing, whether it's every year, you know, and I've said this, and I've seen it portrayed, and in fact, Elaine said, you know, people get tired of that drama at the end of the season. And I said, look, I'm just being honest, and I said it before, if I'm a fan, I'd want the manager who's been around to do what I was doing, which is, number one, you want to be sure that the ownership and front office wants you as a manager. I mean, if they don't want you, really want you, if they're ambivalent about it, then you don't want to be there. Secondly, if they want you there but the players don't want you, then you're a fraud for taking the job because you're not the leader. So you got to find those two things out, and if either one of those two things is not there, you don't ever have to decide yourself. And the last thing is, if you have those two things, especially when you're around a while, you got to check your gut. And if that fire starts to go out, or if you don't want to be in that place, then you're a fraud for taking the job. So with that in mind, you know, you work that process during the year. There are a number of factors that come into the decision. And I should add that after the rally last night, I got the players again, I told the players. And I explained to them that you take all those factors, there isn't one that dominates. They all just come together telling you just time is over. But as we went through the season, and I felt that, you know, this is, I think this just feels like it's time to end it. And I think it's going to be great for the Cardinals to refresh what's going on here at the field manager job. I thought it was fair to give Bill and Mo a heads up so they could start planning. And the idea was that, you know, they didn't hold my feet to the fire, and they gave me an opportunity at some point, who knows, to change my mind. So it really didn't. I think the best part about it, if we struggled, if we won, if we got close, if we ended up going to the postseason, at no time did I feel differently. I just felt much better because it's more fun to compete and win. And I told both of them at the end, when they asked me a couple of times to revisit, I was honored that they were still interested in having me come back. Told the players last night that I'm honored that they would still listen to me some. But it's just time to do something else. And I know it, and I don't, you know, you got to look in the mirror, and I know if I came back, I'd come back for the wrong reasons, and I couldn't do that.
Tony, when did you first start thinking about after baseball this season that it was time to retire?
Well, you know, all along you start piecing together, but since you've been going through this for a number of years, when the feelings are stronger and some of the factors that make you wonder how much longer, you know, everything was just stronger. And so, like I said, I warned Bill and Mo there at the end of August or so, and then we stayed in touch, and then finally decided it was just stayed with it.
How will you occupy your time now?
Well, I don't know anything but baseball. I mean, it's 40-some years. What do you call 62 to now? And how many? That's almost, is that 50 years? I don't even know. 40 years? I don't know how long it is, but it's a long time. Don't know anything else. I've said it before, I'd love to start a business, a bookstore. Everybody tells me to go broke. We don't want to go broke. So, you know, I hope that it's a little scary because I don't know if the phone's going to ring about doing something else in baseball. Maybe buy a minor league club and just keep my hand in it that way. Who knows? I don't know.
Will we see you back here in St. Louis?
We've had some discussions, but I really think, I mean, been around so long, I think this is a fresh start. And me personally, I think it's better to step away for a while, long while. And I feel great about what's here for 2012. I mean, this is going to be, the job is, everybody knows, is a great place to manage. And the team is very solid. So I feel really good about leaving and them looking forward to another chance to win next year with whoever manages.